Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America and around the world. The SRI Label Group, Wildlife Educational Services, and Blog Talk Radio presents Larry and Cheryl Batson discovering our wild world and the music of the SRI Label Group. It's time for animal tracks, wildlife conversation, and great music. Join us and enjoy Larry Batson's Wild World Animal Tracks.
Well, hello, everyone, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson with my beautiful, wonderful wife, Cheryl. Say hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. Oh, wait, that's not right. Hello. Hello.
We're going to have a fun show tonight. Of course, it's brought to you by SRI Records, srirecords.com, a great website filled with lots of music, rock, country, jazz, blues. It's all there. Our good friend Shelley Leibowitz, who's the CEO, and he makes it possible for Animal Tracks to be on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, and a little Al Jarreau here on a Wednesday night on Blog Talk Radio with Animal Tracks. Welcome, everyone. Nice to have you along as we reach around the world with this amazing signal from Blog Talk Radio. And did you find the channel, Cheryl?
No.
Oh.
I can't find it anymore. I got some other interesting shows.
Oh, my gosh. Well, before we were earlier in the evening, evening, we were watching Alaska Monsters. Oh, my gosh.
I found moonshiners. That's not the same.
No, they might have been drinking. I don't know. They were.
I think those Alaska guys were drinking.
Well, if you weren't watching television tonight, did not have an opportunity to see this show. Basically, it's five or six of them fellers.
Yes, there were five or six of them.
Groomed impeccably, and
yes.
they were in Alaska
pursuit of Bigfoot hunters.
Oh, they are Alaskan Bigfoot hunters, and they were in pursuit of what was the name of that critter they were looking for?
It was the Klondike crawler, the Klondike, what's the creeper? I'm not sure. It was Klondike something.
Yeah,
that's
you're
why
close
I was looking
enough.
For it.
they've had a lot of problems with this particular creature, according to the boys when they were up there in Alaska. You know, it's been dragging off livestock. You know, what did that one person say? It was a 500-pound cow it had underneath its arm walking off with it.
Yeah, like it tucked it under its arm, like, here we go, Tweedledee. How does that work?
Then there was those two Einsteins that were building the trap for the
the trap is what I like the best, I think. They're going to trap it. They're going to trap a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
A 7-foot creature. And what I loved most was they were going to go out in the woods and put a metal trap with hay bales all the way around it and all over it. But an animal wouldn't notice this in the woods. An animal that lives there all the time, all of a sudden this hay bale building shows up with meat inside of it. Well, that's nothing that an animal would wonder about, is it?
And those two
maybe
lines,
is Bigfoot an animal?
Well, they would have to be some sort. We are all animals, you know, essentially. We're just, I won't say we're the higher order of animals, but, you know, we're all mammals, and this I assume that this is a mammal, primate type, I would assume. See, people don't understand. I've been looking into this for a long, long time. And
you're kind of ate up with it.
Yeah, a little bit. And I've actually talked to people that are reliable witnesses of something they have seen.
I've heard your people before.
Yeah.
Tell you stuff, and it's kind of scary.
Kind of scary? Some of them stories, oh my Lord. Oh, it was like, and you know, and we were talking earlier, you know, we had an offer once. We received an offer once for television program called Wife Swap, and they wanted me to send Cheryl off
because of your interest in Bigfoot. They wanted to trade me. You're going to trade me.
Trade, you know, we're going to swap wives with another Bigfoot researcher. Now, I've met some. Some of these Bigfoot researchers. And
that's going to work for me.
You know, I think
it's hard enough to have one husband, let alone swap and get a different one. That's just not right.
But anyway, getting back to the...
Okay, now see, I'm looking for your show, and I found... Yeah. Something about what this one's called paranormal caught on camera. Now this is showing a scary guy, something creepy in the woods, stalking a moose.
Cool. Now this is credibly creepy and scary type show.
Yeah. It's a paranormal show.
Some of that stuff I really love. I really enjoy.
You'd really like this. Too bad you can't see it.
See, Cheryl's in the mobile studio tonight, and I'm in the
where he belongs.
In the regular main studio, which also is our office and also Animal Holding Area. But anyway, getting back to the Alaska Monster. And so the guys with the trap, I couldn't watch it with my eyes open, you know, because it was just like, how could you be so dumb?
Well, what the best part was is that it just reached through whatever creature was getting to the goodies, just reached through the hay bales and got the meat out. Didn't go through the door like they wanted it to, so it would flip the switch and it would be stuck in there. Oh no! It just reached through the hay bales, took the bait,
and hit it off with it.
And took off. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And they had discovered the feeding grounds of this whatever it was. All them bones they'd found in the woods.
They found all kinds of cow bones. Because it was stealing cows from everyone in this area in Alaska. Yeah.
You know,
aren't there bears in Alaska?
Well, yes, there's bears. There's grizzly bears. There's black bears.
Like giant bears, right?
Kodiak bears, you know, the monster bears. Oh, my gosh.
And
of course,
how big would a Kodiak bear be? 7 feet tall?
Oh, no, man, taller than that. Yeah, taller
than
that.
Well, now, see, they said this thing was 7 feet tall, slapping a big old cow underneath its arm, carrying it around.
Well, you know, I can't even imagine a... Now, I can imagine...
What did I say? What is it? Paul Bunyan?
Yeah, was it a Harry Paul Bunyan or something? What the heck are you looking at? So it's like,
I found myself asking you, didn't I? Is this a comedy?
Yeah. It was funny. It was actually funny.
We enjoyed it.
We did for a while, and then it made our eyes.
It was after the trap debacle. They lost us, didn't they?
Yeah, that was pretty much the last of the Alaska Monsters.
We couldn't hang with them anymore. No matter how well their beards were coiffed, we still couldn't hang with them anymore after the cage debacle. Didn't catch Bigfoot.
You know, I've watched them boys before. Now, they used to hang around North Carolina and Kentucky and Tennessee and do their shows. But they decided
those
same
gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Why'd they call that one? I think they called it Mysterious Monsters. And they had another one they used, another guy. Now, I don't see him around here no more. He may not have been able to go to Alaska.
They tricked him up. They went up to Alaska. Well, I was always interested. I enjoyed watching them, how they moved around in their, what was it, a gator or something, one of those tractor-type four-wheel dealies. And no animal is going to hear that in the woods or anything. And no, nobody's going to notice all this in the woods, this creature.
You know what's
escaped
funny
us all for so many years. It's going to not these guys. Well, no, they didn't notice the tractors or the hay bales.
Well, I mean, the smell about... I mean, even we can smell the smell of hay or alfalfa. I mean, so get something with a nose that's 10 times better than ours.
Well, I just remember, before having hunters, being around you in these sports shows that I've been around in times that you worked at those. I remember watching, these guys do their seminars, right? And they would talk about, well, we were in the woods for 3 days trying to murder Bambi, and we moved a rock, and Bambi never came around. Right?
Well,
if a deer notices if a rock's moved, then wouldn't they notice if you built a cage and put hay bales around it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like that.
If the Bigfoot Yeah. Well, yeah. There's my point.
Go ahead. Well, it's like that fellow that I met. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was getting ready to say it. The fellow that I met years and years ago who had studied wolves in British Columbia, and we know wolves exist, obviously. Well, he went up to British Columbia in the wilds to study wolves. He didn't even see a wolf for well over a month. I mean, and that's something we know that exists. He was, Yeah, so it's like.
Well, they just found a leopard. How long has it been since they'd seen a black leopard lately?
Well,
where was that?
That was in Africa, and that's the first one that had been photographed in the wild in, what'd they say, 100-some years?
Yeah.
Seems like.
How about that?
Well, that's not surprising at all, because once the sun goes down, that animal's invisible. I mean, that's
can you
like,
imagine?
What? Oh. You know, they've had those reports of those black leopards or black cougars around here in Indiana for years. And our good friend Michael Biggs investigated it for the sheriff's department, and he determined that people had seen them. And he had determined that they had been possibly descendants of two that were released right outside of Bloomington, Indiana, by a fellow that had a pair of black leopards in captivity. And he had a problem and didn't know what to do with them. So his solution, he just opened the door and set them free, and they wandered off into Hoosier National Forest. Yeah, that was, 40 years ago. But probably longer than that.
Yeah.
You know, so people see them from time to time. It's weird. It's weird. This is Animal Tracks on Blog Talk Radio.
That makes it good. Weird.
Hey, I told you I had a little surprise for you tonight.
$1 million?
I wish. No, this is your surprise tonight. This is Animal Tracks on Blog Talk.
I love it.
Not this time. Not this time. The weakest thing I've ever done was to stay right by your side, just like this time. Every time. I always tell you all I want is
Naked Ladies on Blog Talk Radio, Animal Tracks. Larry the Animal Guy here with my wife Cheryl, broadcasting from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. Remember the first time we saw them, Cheryl?
I just love them, and I love that song. Thank you.
No.
Yes, I do.
You're welcome.
I do remember. We heard them in Colorado.
We did.
And came back to Indiana, and nobody knew what the heck we were talking about.
Nope, they did not. In fact, I went down to the local... I had to order the CD. I went down to the record shop, CD store there in Carmel.
That's from one of their songs.
What's that?
I went down to the record shop.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
And he looked it up. He said, oh, there is such a CD. I said, I know, I heard it in Boulder, Colorado. Order it for me.
No, and in Estes.
Yeah, or yeah, Estes. I'm sorry. I don't like that Boulder.
It doesn't matter.
But it was a Boulder radio station. That's what it was.
Yes. You know,
so,
I wouldn't remember that part.
Yeah, well, you know my weird memory. But the first time we saw them, it was like, what was there, like 200 people at the Mural Egyptian Room, I think it was?
Yeah, we got to know each other's names.
It was pretty. And and they played an amazing show. It was just as good a show as the ones we saw later when there was thousands that finally discovered.
Oh, my God,
Aliens.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
It was
they
cool.
Were fun.
They were cool.
They still are fun.
They are fun, but they need to get Stephen Page back.
We would love that. But, you know, I tell you what, nobody does the Itsy Bitsy Spider like they do.
Yeah. Nope. That's true. I have to admit it. That's true.
I mean, the bass and the Itsy Bitsy Spider. Hello.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, the bass player, I can't even think of his name, which is unusual for me.
That's true. It'll only take a second and he will.
Yeah. What I do is I go through the alphabet. In my head. And that's how I remember things that I've forgotten due to old age. So it was like,
Performance is just, it's nothing like it. I love it so much. And I don't even know if it's even anywhere to be seen, I wonder.
I don't know.
On YouTube or the what do they call it, social media network.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, YouTube has about anything you want to find it on there, so it's like, I'm sure.
Well, that would be something to find.
I'll look for it. Bare Naked Ladies, Itsy Bitsy Spider on YouTube. Yeah, that'd be cool. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It is. It is. And then everybody can send me all my kudos for turning them on to it.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just play it next week. I'm not prepared right now, but next week on the show.
Because you don't even remember the bass player's name.
God, that's driving me crazy. You know what I might have to do? It's Cregan's.
How was your day today, Mr. Batson?
Not good now.
And what did you do?
This guy's, what did I do?
It'll come to you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. Well, today I received a phone call. What was it, 9:30 or so, 10 o'clock? From Channel 8 in Indianapolis. And they were doing a story about coyotes in the suburbs. So they asked me if I'd come down and do a short interview. And they could quiz me about coyotes in the suburbs. And as I told them, my good friend...
quiz.
Yeah, well, I don't know that. They just looked at me as I made my comment. And just like our good friend Billy Sandifer, who was a guest on our Wild World show years ago, and he was considered to be one of the top 10 conservationists, according to Sports of Field or Field and Stream magazine, and he called coyotes God's dog. That's what he called God's dogs. Those people just don't understand, you know, their importance. As I explained to them today, I said, you know, these animals eat rodents and mice, and they're very helpful for that. In fact, they had found two coyotes that had been hit along Highway 65 going up to Chicago, and they found the two that had been hit, killed, and they took them to Purdue University, and they did an autopsy, and when they looked at their stomachs, they said that their stomachs had expanded almost to the size of a basketball, which is pretty incredible. And they were packed with field mice. So they were just running up in farmer's field, just cleaning up the mice.
Cleaning up the mess.
Yeah. And, you know, we attract mice. People attract mice. We create a heated cubicle for them to want to get into, just to get away from the cold weather, which you can't blame them for that.
I hate them mice in my house.
Oh, I know, but they're very persistent, and
at least we recycle them.
Yeah, yes, we do. Yeah, we do. We have our snakes, so yeah, every once in a while. So I'm not going to go into the gory detail. Yeah.
No,
but
we recycle.
We do recycle. And as I explained to them, I said the mice are attracted to our heated homes and smell of food. You know, people leave things that mice like.
Dog food outside.
Yeah, dog food outside, and then also attracts other animals like possums and skunks. And I told the fellow that interviewed me, I said, I'm on a campaign for all wildlife. I'll defend any wildlife, but specifically
Absolutely.
For Indiana, all snakes the three animals that I consider the most hated animals here, the most misunderstood, are snakes in general, opossums, and coyotes.
Yeah.
And they are all very important, and people just don't realize how important they are, especially. Well, they all have a significant role. In fact, we were talking about people let their dogs and cats out, and then coyotes get them. Well, you know, they're opportunists. They see something that big, and they can catch it to eat. You know, it sure beats trying to catch 50 mice and getting that much nutrition out of it if we want to be blunt about it. So they'll grab your cat or your
puppy. Or their house in their home and put Muffy up to eat, didn't they?
Well, and everybody wants to live by a creek, trees, Mother Nature. Well, along with the trees and the creek,
nature wants to live by nature.
Yeah. So with that comes the possums, snakes, and coyotes. So it's like
humans.
And I told them, I said, if you want to let your dog out after dark, it's fine. Just be outside to supervise it, okay? That's what you have
to
do.
Yeah, you let out your chihuahua in the dark, and an owl snatches it. Oh, wait, never mind.
You know, there was a zoo that released an owl once from a rehab, and it ended up in a trailer park, and it started doing that. And they had to go re-catch the alligator and find another place to release it because it was picking up the poodles and chihuahuas and little cats and stuff. So,
I'm not supposed to laugh about that.
You can. It's funny. It's not quite as funny as Alaska Monsters, but it's close. What happened
it's
to my voice?
There.
Oh, here's a short message from SRI Records. You're listening to Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks on Blog Talk Radio.
SRI Jazz is proud to present their newest release, This Is Ray Brown Jr. That's right, Ella Fitzgerald's son continues to entertain audiences with his warm and charming vocals, making this one of the best vocal jazz albums of the year. Here are some sample tracks from the album. Visit our website to hear all of them in their entirety. Just go to srirecords.com or click on the banner in your media player now.
It's wonderful, marvelous. You should care for me. Awful nights, paradise, what I love to see. My baby, when she walks by, all the bells go, I know why. Simply because that girl's so fine. If she'd ever leave me, I'd lose my mind. She's got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging. Sure is mellow. Glad that I'm a fella, and I know, cause she knocked me off my feet. Have mercy on me. I know for certain, one I love. I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love. Oh, you must take the A train to go to Sugar Hill, way up in all.
You've been listening to a few sample tracks from the new album, This Is Ray Brown Jr. You can hear all the songs in their entirety at srirecords.com. Support jazz music today at srirecords.com. Consideration provided by SRI Jazz.
You're listening to Animal Tracks on Blog Talk Radio.
Turn it on.
Turn on my butt. You know, and I was so conscientious of that tonight. I said, I'm not going to do that. Not turn on my mic back on after I've turned it off. So
because
there I did it.
Blinking light.
I think I get hypnotized. And you know, they've changed something here on the Blog Talk control board. The little what? Now, Cheryl, you've got a photographic memory. What color were the little arrows on the right side of the studio the last time you looked at it?
Uh-oh. Were they blue?
Do you remember? I thought they
were
blue.
They blue.
You know what they are now? They're hot pink now. Were they hot pink before?
No,
doesn't make any
blue.
Difference. That's what I thought. Wow, it's kind of pretty. For the folks at home, this is terrible radio, and they're saying, what the heck are they talking about? But yeah. But yeah, I was yeah, the little buttons. You know, this is a lot of fun.
And you
this
also did your radio today, your regular radio.
Oh, yeah, I did my FM radio in Lebanon. It's a little format.
Busy.
I was busy. I did 3 days of radio and television interview and come home and took a short nap. I was like, my gosh, man, I was done. But I came back to life.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure.
Well, we have a real job to do, animals.
Well, we do have a real job to do, and tomorrow we're going to do it. We're going to Blue River Valley Elementary School in Mount Summit, Indiana. We've been
How
going
many
there
years
for.
Do you think this will be?
I think it's close to 25.
For you?
I'm thinking. Yeah.
How many?
Absolutely. I think 25. Because this was one of the
silver anniversary.
Well, we're going to give them something special for a silver anniversary. They'll get one of Elizabeth's beautiful prints of her painting Hot Angry Monkey. So
she was that day.
She was, but what a piece of art that people just love that the Elizabeth the Baboon art. I mean, that's just so special.
She studies it in the Pollock genre of art.
Well, you remember what that one school principal, Chris Gensinger, up there in Eisenhower Elementary in Warsaw, they had a Pollock on display, a print.
Yeah.
He was going to hang it right by it. I thought, my God.
Well, it should be.
Well, it should be, you know, because there's a lot of talent in that project. I mean, you can.
Isn't art about emotion and feeling?
Yeah. Well, she
has
all
that.
She was
a very hot, angry monkey that day. I was there as she did her work. She performed her art.
She basically chewed off the corner of the canvas because she was so angry.
Yes, there was some rippage. There was rippage. Is that a word, rippage?
It is tonight.
It's a monkey word.
Yeah. And you know, the fellow that bought the original painting, he even loved it more after he saw it in person and saw the damage the monkey had done to the corner of the canvas.
There was some in the back as well. But, yeah, the main canvas stayed intact, but the edges took a bit of abuse.
Yeah, they did. Absolutely did. It was a...
That's the one problem,
brutal.
Though, with the prints. They don't get that. But that is what makes the original canvas so much more important.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So valuable. I mean,
promised that it was definitely touched by the artist's hands.
It
and
was.
And teeth,
yeah. It was a out-of-body experience for the vet.
You know, even Mona Lisa, I don't think, had been touched by a teeth.
No, I have no artist, not even that one that cut his ear off. Who was that? Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. That's Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Vincent.
Yeah, and not even he chewed on his art. I mean, like this.
At least that we know of is that, well, you know what, that is another thing that makes her work more special.
It does.
More special? Is that a word?
It can't be right. It is. It's fine. But yes, you're right. Absolutely.
She hasn't done any work for a while because it's kind of difficult on the inside when she's inside during the day.
Well,
it's
I don't think the right word is her art. The right word isn't difficult. It is messy. Yeah. At least outdoors, you can hose down the grass and the gravel and the monkey.
Well, are you saying the paint goes flying?
It kind of does. I mean,
one of the pieces that she had done actually still had grass stuck to it, if I remember right. Wasn't that the one that we gave to our friend Sheila?
I believe you're right. That was that Banana Dream World or something? What was that one called?
Banana Daydream.
Yeah, she actually did paint a very good copy of a banana. I mean,
replicated the banana very well.
That's a banana, no doubt about it. Yeah, I'm totally convinced that that's a banana. It's just like, man.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Larry. I'm sorry?
Artists, they're amazing. I get to enjoy watching you do your work. You've been doing quite a bit lately.
You know, what's the deal with that?
That's a good thing. People have kept you busy.
You know, they have. People can go to...
And they should look into buying some more prints.
Yeah, check out
if they have some prints available.
I do have prints available. Larry Batson, Animal Guy Art Studio, or just simply Larry Batson, BATTSON through Facebook, or Cheryl, you know, either one of us.
Yeah.
Or our main page, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends, filled with all this animal fun, laughter. There's no animals being eaten. There's no hunting death on that page. We do not allow that.
The only thing that gets beaten up is you and I.
Boy, and that's the truth. And I'll tell you, Elizabeth
sent her glasses across the gym floor.
She knocked them so far I couldn't figure out where they were. I'm trying to see
the gym floor.
you know, my when I take my glasses off, I you know, it's not like I'm blind, but automatically I'm dizzy. It's very.
Parkinson's doesn't help that, because that causes dizzy.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. So, no,
that
it doesn't
for
help.
A fun day when the monkey slams you in the head and knocks your glasses off.
But when you hear the joy of the children.
Watching your abuse.
Watching, and you look at the children, and there's some laughing with so much joy.
Well, yes. It is
and
a
I'll tell you,
thing.
When Elizabeth stole your hair tie from your hair, and she put it around her neck and
her head.
Sat there, I think the children had almost as much joy watching that as they did watching Elizabeth let me have it right in the face.
In the face.
So it was like,
yes, and your glasses off, yeah. Yeah, she likes to rip my hair tie out and wear it around her head, yeah.
And, you know, she knows that what kind of response she's going to get. She does.
Yes, she does. She does. She works it. She's an artist. She works the audience even more than we could expect. She has to do a few slides. She loves the gym floors, and she'll have to... to toss the whatever toy she's playing with, and so she slides across those floors to get it, much like Tom Cruise in that movie he was in.
Yeah,
but she's cuter.
Oh,
she's actually cuter than Tom Cruise.
Oh my gosh, yes, she's beautiful. That's all I can say, just beautiful. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Animal Tracks, is Larry and Cheryl Batson, and brought to you by the SRI Label Group. Here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.
Shy Lights on Animal Tracks, Larry Batson. I keep wanting to say Larry the Animal Guy.
What was your name again?
My name is Larry Batson.
Okay.
Well, people ask, they say, how did you come up with that? We didn't. All the kids came
up
with it.
What?
Animal Guy.
No, I called you that.
You did, but all the you walk into school, there's the Animal Guy, you know. It's, so we decided, we better just stick with that. That's the merchandising marketing. They're trying to tell us something, but anyway.
Well, that's
hey, we're going to have
who you are,
go ahead.
Bud.
Well, I guess
that's
so.
That's who you are, Lair.
Oh, well. Hey, what about next week on the show? We're going to have a very special guest, your best friend forever.
Yes. Well, you know, we spend a lot of time around the elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we've learned a lot about how important elementary school and our elementary growing up time is, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
You know, I mean, and I am lucky enough, and you are lucky enough from osmosis,
mm-hmm.
to have a friend from fourth grade to this day.
That's pretty incredible.
I think it's a good thing. And
so Pammy
Joe with me.
Oh.
Pammy
Joe is going to be with us next. And we,
and
you
she
know,
knows a few stories about the Animal Guy. So that's
yeah,
why we're going to.
Yeah, probably
you know,
does.
I'm going to enlist her. I'm enlisting my friend to abuse you. Or wait.
Well.
To get animal stories from you.
Well, there. Well, we should do that. You remember the old WLS in Chicago, Larry Lujack and Little Tommy? And
yes.
That's how they first started calling me Uncle Lair, because that's what Little
Uncle
Tommy,
Lair.
Uncle Lair.
Tell us some animal stories. They're great.
They
and
were
it's
so
your fault
fun.
Because you reminded us that they're on YouTube now.
Well, they are on YouTube. All those shows that they released on records. That shows you how long ago it was. Records, not CDs.
Records. And Pam had the records.
She did have the records, and I'm sure she remembers many of those stories that she'll relay to us next week. And,
they will. We'll see. Plus,
what?
Well, you do yourself well with your own story, so. You have,
well,
your legend looms large.
Yeah, right. So, anyway. so, oh, guess what we do Friday? You have no idea, teacher.
Yes. What?
We go finally. It looks like the weather's going to hold up. It's going to be okay. And we're finally going to get to Frankfort. To Clinton Prairie Elementary School.
You know, Clinton Prairie was the fourth school I ever got to do a school show with you.
Is that right? Wow.
I love it. Yes. Yes, I do. It's in an auditorium on a stage. Makes you feel like you're important. I love
it. Oh, it's quite the beautiful auditorium, man. They should be proud. And of course,
I love
they're
our
old
schools anyway.
Well, we do love them all. And our old friend Joe Walker, who retired, this is the first year for this new principal. And I wish I could his last name is Mr. Wilson. That's all I can remember, like Dennis the Menace. But,
That's how you're supposed to remember. It's Mr. is right.
Well,
he's the principal.
Well, he is the principal. You know, and I'm very blessed because I have all these friends that are principals, you know. As far as the community goes, in most places, the principal is like really, really big deal. So, which he should be.
Yeah, they're scary. You can get in trouble.
They are scary. So, it's like, yeah. But anyway, so yeah, the principal. So, so Pammy Joe will be on next week. Now, do you remember who was on the show 2 weeks ago tonight? Cher?
Uh-oh.
Think hard. I think it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I think it is.
It was Chasm Sultan.
It was Chasm Sultan. And tonight was the first night for their tour, for the Chasm Sultans Utopia tour, and it was at Daryl's house, and it was broadcast live on Facebook.
Look it up, people.
It should be fantastic. So for Kaz, he is. Well, you know, I mean that. Never mind.
Watch it,
So for Chasm tonight, we'll do a little number here on Animal Tracks on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that's cool.
Chasm.
I love that song.
Yeah, I love it too. That's not too bad.
I do.
It is opening up tonight at Daryl's house, and it was on Facebook. So you can go to Daryl's House Club and see our guests and now friend Chasm Sultan and his
cool.
Utopia. And what's really cool is, you know, they go ahead.
No.
Go
ahead.
What,
talk about
say, what was really cool is. He was able to bring in the keyboard player who played with the Utopia reunion tour with Todd Rundgren and Willie Wilcox and, of course, Chasm.
Yeah.
Gil
finished.
Yeah, that they just finished not really that long ago. And but Chasm's been doing these shows playing Utopia music, and he was lucky enough to get the keyboard player, which is absolutely a phenomenal musician, to play all those Utopia songs. They're not really easy to play.
No.
You might notice, Cher, have you ever heard a Utopia song come over our piano for my fingers? No.
Not yet. I keep wondering what's going on with that.
I'll just have to sit down and figure one out sometime. But, yeah.
So, we had a sighting today.
A sighting of what?
You know, most people, they think that the groundhog, right, is the spring indicator.
Right, right, right.
Well, around here we know differently, don't we?
Oh, we do. Yes, we do. Was it
so today, the wolf and I were outside, and we caught a glimpse of the elusive black bear, female black bear, today.
Oh, she was up today. Well, I was I was mobile today, but I walked by. It was Faith. My goodness, and Buck didn't come out at all.
No, he thought she was silly.
Well, it was a little warmer.
So that could be a sign of spring is closer than we think, even though here in Indiana we're supposed to have snow this weekend.
That's what we've heard. And, you know, we've had pictures.
Your
I know several. Yeah, I've had pictures of different plants that have come. Well, you saw some plant come out of the ground around here. What was that?
Oh, yes. The sedum is showing, and there's some irises wanting to slide up.
Yeah, so there. So I'll spring is almost.
Through.
I'm already excited. I'm excited, and it hasn't even happened yet. My gosh.
But it snows in March in Indiana.
It does snow. Well, I can remember one time, didn't it snow like the first weekend in May of qualifications or something one time?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Indiana has issues with its weather.
Well, yeah, at least we don't have hurricanes and we don't have terrible fires. Thank goodness. But we get us a tornado every once in a while, and that'll make you think twice.
We had some winds this weekend, too.
Yes, we did. 55, 60 miles an hour winds. We looked at our trees and prayed, and they all stayed up.
We've been lucky so far. We've had some sliding around, but nothing bad, thank goodness.
Well, hey, we're going off to Blue River Valley Elementary School tomorrow, right outside of Newcastle, Indiana, and Mount Summit. Should have an amazing time with those children and teachers and staff and everybody else. I love to see the animals, and Friday we'll be off to Frankfurt. And, gosh, Cheryl, we had a pretty darn good little show here tonight.
Work.
No. So, you know, I'm going to finish it off with one of your favorites. You're listening to Animal Tracks with Cheryl and Larry Batson here.
I have good favorites.
You do have. Well, this is another one. And I know you will like it on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I hope. Good deal. Bye. Oh, yeah.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.